Ontario's doctors are supporting the chief medical officer's call today for people to wear masks. We've been talking about it all day now. Ontario's doctors supporting that recommendation that people wear masks in public indoor settings to help stop the surge of COVID and other viruses in children. Dr. Rose Zacharias is the president of the Ontario Medical Association and joins us now. Hi, Dr. Zacharias.
Hello.
Glad to have you here. We've had this announcement come out today. It wasn't a mandate, a full mandate. It was a recommendation that we start wearing masks. But there are certain places and municipalities and businesses that are now deciding on top of this to make it a mandate.
So Ontario's doctors have been clear throughout the entire pandemic that it is always a recommendation to wear masks indoors in crowded places, especially when gathering with elderly or those more vulnerable with multiple medical conditions. And so that needs to be absolutely top of mind as we head indoors and the winter is upon us and viruses are transmitted much more easily. So that is definitely something that we need to be doing.
Yeah, so it was good news. Were you hoping he'd go a little farther?
You know, this is a tricky time, and we do know that masks are safe and effective in reducing the transmission of the virus, and that's what we're after. And so our strong recommendation to wear masks, especially indoors, especially when you're gathering, is what we are urging the public to do.
Yeah, you know, I think some of the of what Dr. Moore was saying today, you know, I hope got through to people too that, you know, even at home, you got to be careful. You have the sniffles or something, you come home from work and you have small children. You have to understand that that's where the real pressure is coming from in hospitals, right?
Absolutely. There's so much that we can be doing. That we talk about the triple threat being upon us. Influenza A is circulating at much higher rates than earlier this year, as well as COVID-19 virus still circulating in our community, making people sick, and then other childhood viruses such as RSV. And so this is what we're seeing, causing the overwhelm in our emergency departments. Our hospitals are under a tremendous strain. Our healthcare providers are doing their absolute best. But we can be washing our hands. We can be staying home if we are sick. And then wearing the masks indoors and when gathering in public places, especially with elderly or vulnerable, as well as, and this is the most important, people need to be getting their flu shot and up to date on their COVID-19 boosters.
Now, when we talk about these masks too, though, you know, people still have the old fabric ones that we started with before, you know, when we were just getting into this and then we realized we needed better masks than that. What's the best thing we should be wearing now when we're out in indoor places but with a lot of people and we want to put a mask on?
So the best mask is the mask that you will wear. So it's often the one that you've got tucked into your back pocket or at your in your glove compartment when you're running out of the car into a public place. And so we know that that this is what we're urging the public to do, to have a mask on hand and as well as in your kids' backpacks, because when you're gathering indoors, that's the best way to effectively put a barrier between you and the air that you're expelling and the air that other people are breathing.
I talked to a lot of people on the weekend, just casually, family and friends, and many were talking about this now that they're starting to really, this was even before today's announcement, they were starting to get worried hearing the stories about the spread of not just COVID, but the respiratory illnesses that are going around and flu, that they were all talking about now. They're starting to, you know, get the masks back out again when they go to a big box store, grocery store, you know, something where there's a lot of people around. So, you know, I think the, you know, people's fear is already there a little bit that they want to stay healthy and don't want to catch anything.
Mm-hmm. And I want to put the power back in people's hands. You know, this is something that we can do. I think over the summer and as the COVID numbers were down, we got more relaxed and we will always be leaning into our public health officials and their expertise. And so today we're hearing the mask to be strongly recommended when we're moving into indoor places and to be protecting each other. And I think also a measure of kindness and compassion with people in those public places is also really important as far as people in making their decisions.
It must have been heartening. Last week, I think it was the Nano survey came out about asking Canadians, you know, would they agree to a mandate back for masks in these kind of spaces? And 7 out of 10 said yes, they'd be fine with it. And I think that's a great show that people are okay with this. They understand that they don't want to go back to everything that we've had before, the big lockdowns. But masks, that's a simple one.
Absolutely. People are on board. I'm seeing people, a few more people in those public places reaching for their masks. And so that's what I am encouraged by. We have a population that cares about each other, that cares about our healthcare system, that cares about the people who are working, the doctors and nurses 24/7 inside of our emergency departments that are experiencing tremendous overwhelm. And so this is our responsibility to be wearing those masks, to be staying home if we're sick, and then also the flu shots and our COVID-19 boosters definitely needs to be something that we're prioritizing right now heading into the winter months.
Yeah, they talk about a triple threat of things of people getting sick. And it's like we need to talk more about the double thing we can do, and that would be the boosters with the flu shot.
Absolutely. There's two things that we can do. And keeping the masks handy, washing our hands frequently, demonstrating that behavior to the rest of our family members. You know, the little kids watch us. And so as adults, we can be very mindful of how our behavior and how even our attitude when going out into public is being observed. And so taking on that social responsibility now to protect each other is really important.
Great. Well, it's one step here, and hopefully, you know, people are listening already. I know last week the University of Waterloo put a mandate back on have to wear masks indoors. Today, our County of Essex administration said anybody in a county building, once again, will have to be, as of tomorrow, masked. And so some mandates are coming back in particular places.
I think what we all want is to get through these winter months and to be experiencing as much of our freedoms in public places and with our education, and of course that the healthcare system would be there for us when any of us require it. And our healthcare system has been under immense strain. We're committed to working with government to implement some solutions, but the day-to-day decisions such as mask wearing and flu shots and COVID-19 boosters and staying home if we're sick, that's something that we can all do.
Very good. Thanks, Dr. Zacharias. I appreciate your time today.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
That's Dr. Rose Zacharias. She's the president of the Ontario Medical Association. It represents Ontario's 43,000 physicians, medical students, and retired physicians. They speak as one. They advocate for and they support the doctors while strengthening the leadership role of doctors in caring for patients. They want to be the trusted voice they are in transforming Ontario's healthcare system. The OMA saying today that they're supporting Dr. Kieran Moore's call for people to wear masks.